Welcome to the Dad Zone, a podcast dedicated to inspiring homeschool dads, promoting healthy family dynamics, and preserving the freedom to homeschool. Now, here is your host, Joshua Sugata.
All right, we are back with another amazing guest, but this is a Dad Zone first. I'm kind of giddy. It's just fun because we've been talking a little bit, and here's why. The first is we don't have a male guest today, and for good reason. And so I want to introduce Michelle Schlaven.
Hello.
Just kidding. Hey, guys.
No, that was good. And so I have Michelle here for many reasons, but we've just been talking off mic, and there's a lot of things we have in common. But one is, why don't you tell what your current role, like your job, your profession is?
Well, Josh, I'm a reporter at World Watch News. We're a branch of World News Group, and we're located in Asheville, North Carolina.
Asheville. And the reason we're talking is we are live at the AFI 38th Annual Homeschool Convention, and you all, your organization, or can I say y'all for back there, are one of our sponsors. And so we've talked with Adam, who you work with, and Adam. And the Dad Zone has many fond relationships with a lot of organizations, and Grand Canyon University is the birthplace of the Dad Zone, and, or I shouldn't say I'm sorry, the Dad Zone, but the Dad Zone podcast. And through our conversation, Michelle, have you heard of Grand Canyon University?
You know, I may have seen some ads on TV. You know, they pop up occasionally. No, I am a GCU alum.
Go Lopes.
Lopes up. Yeah, I got the baby Lopes, the daddy Lopes. You can make them all. Yeah, I graduated in 2018.
So you were there during, obviously, a lot of growth and an excitement. And so
Grand Construction University, yes.
That's right. And so you were on ground. And it turns out a lot of your professors I actually happen to know. And it's just really neat connections. We were talking about that. And one quick piece for anyone listening, if they don't know what World Watch or World News Group is, could you help fill that in?
Absolutely. So World is a Christian news organization. They started out with kids magazines about 40 years ago. Mm-hmm. And then people loved it so much they said, hey, can you do some stuff for adults, please? Thank you. So out of that, they had the adult magazine. And then about 10 years ago, they started a podcast, The World and Everything in It. And about 2 years ago, they got into video. That's just kind of the way our world is moving. Kids these days love their tech. And I mean, I was homeschooled, and if you put me in front of a screen, I would be glued to it for hours. I'd look for screens that I could just, at my friend's house, like, are you sure you don't want to watch TV? And they're like, no, let's go outside. And I'm like, no, TV.
So my jaw dropped a little. I actually just learned, I really didn't know the path, like, that you were homeschooled.
I was all the way.
And you were a fully functioning adult. You've been socialized well. And wow, and you're in journalism, media, and you're a reporter. So what a great success story. And here's the other funny thing.
Shout out to mom and dad.
That's right. Yeah, shout out to them all day long. what's really neat is we're walking over here to the booth, and Michelle just, I actually used to do a podcast for World Vision. So you started in podcasting, not in news reporting.
Right. So World, they hire all their reporters through World Journalism Institute. It's a 2-week program where they teach reporters podcasting, print journalism, and the broadcasting, the video. And so out of that, I got a podcasting internship. I quit my job with 2 days notice, ended up moving to Illinois for a couple weeks and just learned the ropes on podcasting. I probably did 6 stories for them and then kind of became a contractor. And I just stayed connected with World. And then when the opportunity popped up, they said, hey, we thought of you for this new program we're launching,
sweet.
World Watch.
Yeah.
Never wanted to be on TV, but I wanted to work for World. So I said, you know, give me a shot and we'll see how it goes.
That's really neat. And as we were talking before, it's identical. I mean, yeah, you know, the podcasting to TV is obviously not. So what was that like for the transition? How did you even adjust?
I mean, it's just a lot of writing. Like, you just got to get in the thick of things. And probably the biggest change is, which actually you do for podcasting, you read your script aloud and you write to video. I think that was something, you can do all the research in the world that you want for podcasting because it's information. It's just hitting your ear. Whereas for video, you if you're not seeing it on the screen, you can't write about it.
Right.
So sometimes we can create graphics, we can come up with still images that we can animate, but I've done a lot of research where it means I can't include it just because there's no way to show it visually.
Right.
So that's a lot of it is writing to the video that you have.
Okay. And so in the, speaking of writing into the video that you have, WorldWatch takes video and presents in a way that I really haven't seen before. And I was hoping you could share just a brief tidbit of that. Like, what makes it different than, say, flipping on, you know, Fox News, CNN?
I think what makes it different is the worldview we're coming from, a very hopeful worldview in the fact that every day we end our show with whatever the news, the purpose of the Lord will stand. And so when we come to a story, we're not going to gloss over the facts. We don't want to sugarcoat things. Right. But we also have a hopeful tone of that here's what's happening in our world. But we're not focusing on the doom and gloom, the sensational facts that try to pull people in oftentimes in mainstream media, whether that's images that are startling or, you know, picking up on a part of a story that may not be part of the crux of the story, but it will get people to click on it. We're just we're trying to educate kids, teens, about the world that we live in and get them to think critically about that world.
Okay. And knowing that you have this connection to homeschool, how special is it to be able to travel, you know, the nation? You're meeting people that see you on screen. A lot of them are homeschoolers. Maybe they're a church group. Or what's that like for you now in the sense that you have the background? You know, you were a homeschooler. Did you ever think, oh, one day I'm going to travel the country for my job and be – I'm going to be on a TV show, and then I'm going to meet people, and a lot of them might be homeschoolers that share your same faith.
Right. I actually had never stepped foot in a homeschool convention before this job.
Really?
When I graduated, I went to the homeschool graduation that we had in New Mexico. But, you know, and the more I'm here, I think I thought it would have been really boring, and I just never wanted to go. But the more parents I see here by themselves who are like, oh, no, this is our weekend. This is our date night. We are having a blast while we're here. I think my parents maybe just, you know, didn't tell me about it. But it really is a blessing to just meet the families face-to-face who are part of this program, viewers for this program, and to see that it's meeting a need, I think, of people want to know what's happening in their world, but they just don't trust what they're hearing from other sources.
Right.
And then getting to meet these kids, they're so smart, and they're just eager to learn, and they have such good questions to ask us in return. I'm always like, you should be a reporter, because you've got great questions for us. And again, just you can see the curiosity that they have. It's very fulfilling.
That's so sweet. And what I really have enjoyed, so Michelle has been sharing her time with us and then even her job. So how dare them pull you away from us? But occasionally you and Adam, you'll slip away and you'll do a story, a local story.
Right.
One thing, it was really neat, if y'all ever get a chance to visit with WorldWatch team or you hear that they're going to be in the area, I do want to encourage you to go out, because that's one thing you guys take very seriously, like meeting fans, meeting families. But one compliment I want to make sure your whole team was aware of is I was talking with the AFI board earlier, and I'm blown away at how you embrace the homeschool community. You're at your booth, you're welcoming. We have, I have so many stories of just watching families walk up to them, you know, asking for a photo. But instead, Michelle says, well, I could do a photo, but why don't you give me your camera? I'll make a video for your son or for your daughter. Or why don't you tell me their names? We do this quite a bit. Or please send us that. Please, you know, it's just really a down-to-earth, humble way to meet, you know, people that literally can wake up to watching your show every single day. And it means a lot. So thank you to all of you. I mean, it's really neat to see. And anyone listening, I need to encourage you to check out WorldWatch. Make sure you go. Is there a certain website that they should check out first? So they know word of mouth is the biggest way you guys get advertisement.
Absolutely. Word of mouth. WorldWatch.news is our website. You can check us out there. You can check out the show for free for about a week. But yeah, if you like it, tell your friends. When you think about, again, trusted sources, where can you find those? If it's coming from a colleague or another parent that you trust, you're much more likely to check it out rather than just someone who randomly, when you see an ad or something.
Yeah. Whether they say that you have to hear something four times or five before you actually do it. So
that's what my mom said.
I think I've mentioned it three times already. So check out WorldWatch. Check out WorldWatch. You won't be sorry that you did. I'll leave you with the quick story of how we came to know about WorldWatch. My family and I were helping planning last year's convention, and we were staying at our director's house area, and we were just helping them plan. And our daughters had a chance to homeschool together. So one of the many benefits of homeschooling. And one of the programs she had was to catch up on World Watch. And I'd never heard of it, never seen it. We don't watch the news as a family. One episode, we were hooked.
Love that.
So we're watching. We subscribe. We've been doing it for the last year. And then to learn that World Watch, that part of it, was only, I think, 2 years old, I feel like we got in on the ground level, which is really neat.
You did, yeah.
And then we were watching one episode, and we saw Michelle with a Lopes hat. And I was like, oh, girls, check that. So that's when we started looking at bios. And then our director, Cindy, said, hey, they're going to come back this year. And I was like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding? And so this has been one of the most delightful non-dad zone podcast I've ever done. You've been wonderful.
Well, thank you for having me, Josh.
Yeah, I can't thank you enough. And I need to get you back to your booth because I promised them I wouldn't steal you for too long. But you've done great. And as we head out, I'm hoping you can leave us with your new show tagline. But also, I would love it if you could share maybe a dad joke with us, if you're willing to. So,
absolutely.
And if you won't want to miss that, so be sure to stick around to listen. But this has been Josh live with Michelle Schlaven at the 38th Annual Appy Homeschool Convention.
You've been listening to The Dad Zone. Be sure to check out affy.org/dads to subscribe and view even more resources. That's affhe.org/dads.
All right, well, Josh, let me help end this show with the way we end our show.
Would love it.
With their tagline, whatever the news, the purpose of the Lord will stand.
Love it.
But I've also got a dad joke for
you. Oh, let's go for it.
So, Josh, did you hear about the world's largest pickle?
No, Michelle, I did not hear about the world's largest pickle.
Well, you really should have, because it's a really big dill.